Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is D-Love, and, of course, welcome to Real Talk One-on-One with you. Guys, we're just going to do a segment here. I just want to read some famous quotes, just from some famous African-American leaders. And so, you know, we talked about some African-American leaders, Benjamin Banneker and all that different stuff. And we talked about Carter Woodson. We talked about him, the founder of the Black History Month. So we are so excited to just celebrate. And so, guys, I want to this is going to be a – for some reason, I didn't set my time right on the show. This should be a 30-minute show, and actually is just like, you know, I didn't check that. But anyways, I got some interesting things, guys. Inspirational quotes from African-American leaders. Celebrating Black history is every day, guys. And, you know, I just want to make mention that, you know, we just want to celebrate their struggles, their determination, their challenges, their achievements, their successes, and their triumphs, you know, all of which just kind of helped revolutionize our culture and created the dialogue and diversity we share today as a culture. So basically, Maya Angelou, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. All right? How phenomenal, how true is that? You just can't underestimate anyone. Okay? And then here's another one. We should emphasize not Negro history, but the Negro in history. What we need is not a history of selected races and nations, but the history of the world, void of national biases, race, hate, and religious prejudice. That was the guy who founded Black History Month, Carter Woodson. Here's another one. Do not call for Black power or green power. Call for brain power. That was Barbara Jordan. All right, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Wow, that was Martin Luther King Jr. Wow, that is so powerful. Here is another one. Hate is too great a burden to bear. It injures the hater more than it injures the hated. That was Coretta Scott King, right? Wow. Okay. Here's another one for you. Never underestimate the power of dreams and the influences of the human spirit. We are all the same in this nation. The potential for greatness lives within each of us. Wilma Rudolph. Can you imagine? You know, I do believe that we've all, you know, we were given a certain assignment and it's all within us. You know, God, he's innated us with this ability to do whatever we can aspire to do. You know, or we aspire to do. He will give us what we need. So that's a good thing, okay? We know. Whoa, hold on one second. I have a caller on the air. Good morning, caller. Are you with me?
Oh, hey, D-Love. I was just listening.
Well, thank you so much. You know, we're going to keep this show moving. We're just basically celebrating some great black history quotes made by great historians and people who's made contributions to our culture and society. So thank you so much for joining me today and this morning.
Thank you, D-Love. I enjoy your show. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you. So that was one Coretta Scott King. I just recited a quote from her. Here's another one. I think I read that one, but I love that one by Wilma Rudolph. Never underestimate the power of dreams and the influence of the human spirit. We are all the same in this notion. We are all the same. So, again, as I was mentioning prior to you calling, Miss Barbara, that, you know, I believe that we all have been put here and we've been given an assignment, you know, from a higher power. And that, you know, I think what matters is how we pass that test. You know, how well success will determine how well we pass that test. And I think that's kind of what Wilma Rudolph was saying, because I like that. She said, never underestimate the power of dreams. You know, Barb, you say you're a dreamer. And the influence of the human spirit. So that one's for you. here is another one. Freedom is never given. It is won. That is from A. Philip Randolph. A. Philip Randolph. Freedom is never given, it is won. These are some great, powerful quotes from people. I mean, you know, guys, as we're all aware, African American History Month is celebrated in the month of February, and I'm just happy and inspired to just honor all of these great men and women every day who've made contributions, great contributions, and sacrifices on behalf of all people. And so, you know, I just, you know, and not just Black History Month, I mean all history. We all have something to share. We've all experienced our plights and atrocities within our culture, and we've had to overcome a lot. So, you know, when God, he's allowed those people to come into our life and use them as examples to help give us some understanding and let us just kind of know that we're not in this alone and that there's nothing new under the sun. But, come on, we're all human beings. You know, we're pretty much conditioned to certain lifestyles and habits and different things like that. And we have to kind of, like what I like to say, train our brains. So these good inspirational quotes, they're so powerful. It's almost like just reciting Bible verses, you know, over and over again to just kind of help strengthen you and encourage you and give you that inspiration and that elevation that you need, you know? So I got another one for you. Here it is. Surround yourself with people who take their work seriously, but not themselves. Those who work hard and play hard. That is Colin Powell. I mean, powerful, powerful, powerful mantras to live by. Surround yourself with people who take their work seriously, but not themselves. Those who work hard and play hard, Colin Powell. Okay? Here's another one I got. I like this one. This is, I mean, for those of us who work hard and just seem like there's no stopping, as soon as you get a stopping point or a resting point, something else comes up. I still have my feet on the ground. I just wear better shoes. Whoa. I still have my feet on the ground. I just wear better shoes. That's Oprah Winfrey. You know, it seemed like, you know, let's just face it. Most of us, if we live long enough, we may have to work until we're 70 years old, you know. So we gotta keep some inspiration going on here, right? Oh, gosh. Okay, here's one for you. Success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which he has overcome while trying to succeed. Success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which he has overcome while trying to succeed, while trying to accomplish that goal. That is Booker T. Washington. Wow. That's awesome. How many of us can really look back and celebrate and say, wow, you know, I made it through, and we just say, thank you, Lord. What would I have done had it not been for you? You know, you just, I know for me, I just give God the honor and glory in everything. I can't take, you know, credit for nothing. He just gets all the honor and glory in my life for all the successes. And as Booker T. Washington said, the failures and the obstacles and the challenges that we all are subjected to in life and we have to overcome. So that was definitely a phenomenal mantra to follow and something to just kind of look back on, marinate on, you know. Some great words, some great quotes, great inspirations, just celebrating those who helped pave the way for us, for all people, for all people. So I hope that, you know, it's just, and you know, it's just good that we all just learn about different cultures, different people, because that's what God, I mean, he put us on this earth to do that, to share and to interact with one another, to communicate, and to just understand one another. And so I believe, my personal belief is that, you know, not only just learning about different cultures and different histories and the plights of other people promote opportunity for growth, but I also believe it can lead just to a better understanding and compassion, and you can pretty much just acquire a greater appreciation for life, for human life, you know, because life is tough. It's tough. So, you know, it's due to the, you know, our forefathers and different things, you know, we have to suffer through this curse that, you know, God has actually ordained on our lives. I mean, there's blessings too, but he, you know, because of the curse, Adam and Eve, we have to endure these atrocities and these things. And so just having those, something in the back of your mind, you know, I love to just quote stuff. How about you, Barbara? Don't you? You like mantras and put up little stuff on your little mirror to just kind of keep you motivated and going?
Well, I think inspirational words help, because we could all, we know we're all in the same boat together. Doesn't matter our color, our race, our religion. We all have our obstacles, like you say. Mm-hmm. And I like the quote that says, I am where I need to be.
Mm. Okay. But I am where I need to be, meaning that you accept your present condition, as the Lord tells us to give, as the word scripture instructs us to give thanks in all things. How hard is that? How hard is this to do, you know, as human beings? I'll be the first to admit it, you know. You know, I'll be the first to admit it. You know, I have to constantly pray for so many things in my life. So, but yes, that is certainly a good perspective, a good place to be. That way, you know, you won't just, you know, just be so doubtful and lose hope in life, you know, because, hey, life will definitely tear you down. So I enjoy these great quotes and everything. I mean, they just help uplift me, inspire me, and I just love poetry in general. I mean, I enjoy it so much. And so, it, you know, poems and poetry and just literature in itself. But those are good things that, you know, we can definitely incorporate into our thinking. It just helps, keeps us grounded and, you know, especially like this darkness. You know, I mean, what it's like to be dark? And that's why I said this one by Martin Luther King Jr., darkness cannot drive out darkness. So you need some light to bring about light. How cool is that? You know, so I'm so excited to, you know, just share some Black history facts and quotes and everything, and that we can just honor our history and those who've paved the way for us. And I certainly appreciate you guys joining me. Just wanted to touch base with you and let you know that we are doing some great things. We are still working on some great programs for you. And I appreciate you guys tuning in. I can tell you really enjoyed the last Black History segment we did. I am so excited, and that's why I wanted to do share these inspirational quotes with you guys, because they're powerful. And just feel free to download this archive segment at any time, just to replay it over and over again, you know, just something to just kind of put in your archive. That way, you know, because we're creatures of habit and we have to do things repetitively to be able to, you know, incorporate it into our daily regimens and stuff. So it's good that we do that, guys. And so thank you so much for sharing with me on this short segment of Celebrating Black History Month on Real Talk One-on-One with you. I will certainly be back with you guys next week, next Saturday, same time, 8:30. And we're going to talk about some real stuff, guys. We got the debates coming up, the presidential campaign and all this stuff. So I hope that you guys are, you know, checking things out and just kind of, you know, checking out your game changers, your players, and, you know, hopefully we can pray and make sure that, you know, we're making the right choice. Nothing is guaranteed in life, but make sure that you do get out and vote. So until then, guys, thanks so much for joining me. It's been fun. This is D-Love. I hope you enjoyed our Celebrating Black History Month. Great history, great quotes. Have a blessed Sunday. Peace out.